6 months into the marriage, I realized I'd sealed my fate when I'd said, I do. 10 years later, and the regrets were mounting. Who would have thought that two little words would have given me such a long sentence? Why me? What did I do to deserve this? The bedroom door creaked open slowly. That's what he did. Let me know he was coming, then built on my terror by taking his time to enter the bedroom. I could hear his breathing as he stood there, his eyes bearing down on me. I tried to keep as still as possible. I wanted to disappear, sink deep down into the depths of the mattress where it was safe. The foul stench of alcohol filled the room, stinging my eyes and threatening to choke me. Oh God, please let him just ignore me tonight. The dull thud from the change in his pocket startled me as his clothing fell piece by piece to the floor. I can't take this anymore. I wanted to shout, but couldn't wake up Siobhan. He crawled in beside me. Hot, smelly breath burned at my neck, making me cringe. I couldn't stand him anywhere near me. In my mind, I was screaming, "Get away, please, just leave me the fuck alone." But not a sound escaped my lips. He put one of his rough, calloused hands under my oversized t-shirt, his fingers icy to the touch. I shivered, not because his hand was cold, but because I knew what would happen if I said no. He wrapped his arm around my neck, pulled me closer, tight, uncaring and rough, until he was almost choking me. "Please, don't," there was a whimper in my voice. Sometimes my weakness made me sick.
"I want you."
"I have to work in the morning, Patrick. Please, don't." He shoved his hand between my legs, not gentle or loving, but forceful. Through gritted teeth he snarled, "I don't care. I want you." "Please, think of Siobhan. You'll wake her." I remember tears flowing down my face like a waterfall, like they'd never stop. I squeezed my eyes shut and tried to think of something else. Anything else. Anything would be better than this. I was dead inside, numb to it all, even as I tried to remember the happier times. When I thought he loved me. When I loved him. That night was the first time my husband raped me. The look in his eyes when he finished and cast me aside told me it wouldn't be the last.
Chapter 1. With only a few hours left in his shift, Amit was itching for a break. He saw Beacon Park up ahead, and, as the moon reflected brightly off the bonnet of his black cab, he pulled up at the curb and turned off his engine. It was nearly 4 a.m. He stretched his arms and the tinge in his leg told him he needed to get out before they cramped up. He opened the door and felt the chill in the air. Reaching over to the passenger seat, he grabbed his jacket and stepped out of his car. It was so quiet. Not a person in sight. But as it wasn't the best area in Marxton, he made sure to lock his door before heading to the park entrance. Amit stood by the gate and debated whether to have a quick walk down the path. The lamps were few and far between, thanks to the bloody council. He pulled the collar of his jacket up to keep his neck warm and started walking. A gust of wind blew a plastic bag in front of him and made him jump. He shook his head, looked over his shoulder, laughed to himself. In the distance, he could see something in the middle of the path. A large lump was blocking the way. He took out his mobile phone and searched for the flashlight app. Turning it on, he held the phone in front of him